Good evening, good evening. You have tuned in to Leo Love Affairs Queens Radio on Anchor. It's your girl Luna. Happy birthday to me and all the other August 15th Leos. I hope you all have a fantabulous day. Now tonight sparks a new moon. And this new moon is going to be within the sign of Aquarius. Also, there is a trine that's three planets right in our sign of Leo. Now let's see what this lunation will bring to each and every zodiac sign. We'll start off with Aries. Aries, you know exactly how to stand out in the crowd. With La Luna activating your socially conscious house of teams, tribes, friendships, and your extended network, you're fearlessly looking for a sense of belonging in the world. There is no better feeling than validation. And with the Sun, Venus, and Mars getting rowdy via your expressive fifth house of joy, creativity, romance, and passion projects, you're finally learning how to use your sparkling authenticity in order to make a difference in the world. Think back to the new moon in Aquarius on February 4th. And reflect on the following, Aries. Have you taken any social responsibilities or perhaps made a contribution to society as of late? Is your social life emotionally fulfilling? Taurus, you are a visionary. This, of course, is especially true with innovative Uranus traveling through your sign since March. But with the moon shaking up your ambitious 10th house of authority figures, career, path, and legacy in the world, you're willingly owning the spotlight like never before. Hard work certainly pays off, doesn't it? And while there's nothing wrong with celebrating your wins, the Sun, Venus, and Mars hovering over your domestic 4th house of home, family, and emotional foundation might have you craving a lot more attention and praise than usual. Remember, there's a difference between someone who's self-confident and someone who's plain arrogant. Think back to the new moon in Aquarius on February 4th and reflect on the following. How have you been putting your heart into your professional endeavors, Taurus? Have you established a healthy work versus home life balance? Gemini. Your perspective is always extraordinary, Gemini. With La Luna beaming through your expansive 9th house of education, travel, higher learning, and personal philosophy, you're finally starting to rebel towards anything and everything that's been standing in the way of your truth. Is there something you want to share with the class, dear? This is an understatement, especially with the Sun, Venus, and Mars parked via your chatty third house of communication and immediate network. There's nothing wrong with expressing yourself, Gemini. In fact, it's time you start using your voice and taking the necessary risk at hand. Although, make sure you consider the bigger picture before taking that leap of faith. Think back to that new moon that happened in Aquarius on February 4th and reflect on the following, Gemini. Have you put your hypothesis to the test? Do you have faith in yourself? Cancer. Set the necessary boundaries, Cancer. Mother Moon, aka your intuitive ruling planet, is activating your intimate 8th house of sex, debt, power, transformation, and joint ventures. And your sheer resources might suddenly become top of mind. Are you surrounding yourself with those worthy of your time and energy? For those of you coupled, this lunation could shed light on your significant other's finances, while single crabs get a closer look at their friendships and associations. However, with the Sun, Venus, and Mars making money moves via your comfort-seeking second house of income and value, chances are you'll be reminded of how worthy you really are. Think back to the new moon that happened on February 4th and reflect on the following. How much are you investing in your hopes, wishes, and dreams? Are you or anyone in your network indebted to someone or something? The birthday baby, Leo. It's okay to need people, Leo. With La Luna beaming through your seventh house of partnerships, one-on-one connections, and open enemies, this is a time for you to reflect on whether or not you've been meeting your partner halfway. Things related to balance, compromise, and negotiations with your significant other and or regarding a specific partnership will be top of mind. This isn't a time to be self-centered, Leo. On the contrary, it's important for you to put yourself in people's shoes. Although with the Sun, Venus, and Mars hovering over your sign, this might be somewhat of a challenge for you. You need to think back to that new moon in Aquarius on February 4th. And reflect on the following. Have you set the necessary boundaries within your current relationships? Are you giving the people in your life room to be unapologetically themselves, Leo? Virgo. You got a lot going on behind the scenes, Virgo. Although with the moon shaking up your orderly sixth house of health, daily routine, and due diligence, you might not be able to keep things a secret for that much longer. There's nothing wrong with taking pride in what you do and who you are, but it's not a good idea to internalize everything either. In fact, why not share some of that quirky pizzazz with the rest of the world? Your work environment and health habits are coming up for review during this lunation. So it's important to recognize whether or not you're being completely honest with yourself. A square between electric Uranus via your ninth house of faith and your ruling planet Mercury might have you fussing over the petty details. However, instead of stressing the superficial stuff, make sure you consider the bigger picture and your future goals. Think back to the new moon in Aquarius on February 4th, and reflect on the following. Do you find your current routine to be mentally stimulating? If you had a chance to create the perfect day, what would it look like? Libra. Libra, you're one in a million. Despite your insatiable desire to fit in with the rest of the world, you're naturally eccentric and original when you want to be. You're a rare diamond and a charming diplomat. What inspires you creatively? What are you passionate about? The only person you need approval from is you. So give yourself permission to shine and, more importantly, open your heart to receive the love that's all around you. Crushing on someone in your network of friends? This lunation might very well bring you the answers you've been seeking. Otherwise, feel free to moon bathe under this unicorn moonlight because, in Frida Kahlo's words, you are your own muse. Now you think back to that new moon that happened in Aquarius on February 4th and you reflect on the following, Libra. Are you willing to love yourself in order to be loved in return? Are you ready to own the unusual hobby that brings you joy? Scorpio. You're out of this world, Scorpio. You've always felt insecure about being the black sheep of the family and the lone wolf amongst your group of friends. But what if that same peculiarity is what makes you so damn special? With the moon shaking up your domestic fourth house of home, family, and your inner foundation, you're finally coming to terms with your innermost feelings, despite your innate fear of rejection. Who cares what people think? Really? Granted, you say that a lot, don't you? But you and I both know you don't always mean it. Besides, with the Sun, Venus, and Mars hovering over your public 10th house of career and reputation, it's time you set yourself free. Seriously, are you ready to be completely and unapologetically yourself? You think back to that new moon that happened on February 4th and reflect on the following, Scorpio. Is your professional life aligned fully? Aligned with your personal authenticity? How have you experimented with your unique talents since? Sagittarius. Use your voice, Sagittarius. Whether it's because you secretly enjoy dabbling in astrology or the fact that your mind is pretty extraordinary, there is no denying your progressive mind. Truth is, I can't help but wonder, what is going to take for you to share that unique wisdom with the rest of the world? Although, with La Luna activating your local third house of communication, thought process, and immediate environment, you might suddenly feel overwhelmed with your to-do list. Imagine, with the Sun, Venus, and Mars hovering over your adventurous ninth house of expansion, the last thing you want to focus on is the mundane. In fact, you're probably feeling more restless than usual, too. Do yourself a favor and get the petty stuff over with. Now think back to that new moon that happened on February 4th, and you reflect on the following, Sagittarius. Have you been taking care of business? How can you use your brilliant mind to make room for more adventures? Capricorn. You value your freedom, Capricorn. So much so, you prefer keeping to yourself in hopes of not being questioned. Also, with La Luna shaking up your comfort-seeking second house of income values and self-worth, you're finally coming to terms with your bizarre needs. Although with the Sun, Venus, and Mars dancing in the dark via your eighth house of sex, transformation, and shared resources, you're likely in the midst of realizing where you've been giving and getting. You've always been confident about your sex life, but do you value your partner's needs too? Now, if that doesn't sound like you, then perhaps you're investing your energy on situations that no longer serve you. You think back to that new moon that happened on February 4th and reflect on the following, Capricorn. Have you or your partner been selfish about your desires? Are you craving more personal freedom as of late? Aquarius. Happy full moon, Aquarius. You only get one full moon a year, and this one's got your name on it, baby. With La Luna's iridescent rays beaming through your sign, you are purposely being reminded of your eccentric nature and love for variety. What can I say, Aquarius? You're a rebel. And it's your celestial duty to start your own revolution every now and then, of course. It's okay to set yourself free, but don't forget about your relationships in the process. Reflect on whether you or your partner's needs should be a priority during this time. Balance is key during this lunation. Hence, things related to I versus we will be top of mind. Now, you need to think back to that new moon that happened on February 4th in your sign. And reflect on the following. Are the people in your life respectful of your personal space? Do you feel unapologetically yourself in your committed partnerships? Pisces. Have faith in yourself, Pisces. You're an extraordinary being, and it's time you start integrating your magical unicorn talents with your day-to-day life. Besides, with La Luna beaming through your secretive 12th house of dreams, closure, karma, and all things behind the scenes, it's going to be hard to disregard your subconscious mind during this time. Face your fears and your own responsibilities. This, of course, could be challenging with the Sun, Venus, and Mars sitting over your orderly sixth house of daily life. But this lunation leaves no room for the ego. On the contrary, sometimes you need to make the necessary sacrifices, despite how much you have on your plate. One thing's for sure, make sure you're tending to your mind, body, and soul. Either way, your spirit will speak for itself. Now you think back to that new moon that happened on February 4th and reflect on the following. Are you sacrificing your personal freedom and well-being for your social life? Have you been giving yourself enough room to breathe and do what you love? And there you have it. Your no moon horoscopes. Thanks for listening to Luna on Leo Love Affairs, Queens Radio on Anchor. Peace and blessings. And again, happy birthday to all the August 15th Leos.